blah, blah. I've given that speech. I don't want to go down that road again. But that's just the way David is. So we did this whole hour, and he's a great program director. He may know what he's doing ultimately. No, on second thought, when it comes to me, no, he doesn't know what he's doing. But that's all right. You know, 3 out of 4 ain't bad, or 2 out of 3, or whatever. And what's Meatloaf doing these days, by the way? I'm convinced Meatloaf is David Hall. Now, I said to him today, he calls my house, he says, hey, Phil, after this whole hour I did last night, he calls my house, he says, it's been a long time since we've talked. Why don't you come on in? I said, hey, okay. He said, I want to ask you 2 things. Come on in, let's talk, and are you coming to my party tomorrow night? I said on the air last night, no, I'm not going to go to his party. Why? First of all, there's been sickness in his home for a solid week. I don't need to walk into some pressure cooker of bacteria and virus. And secondly, I'm not all that motivated to go to his party. For what? Just to sit around and do, you know, I don't know. I'd rather go somewhere where I got a future. Go to the Premier Radio Network's party. I got a future at Premier. I got no future here. I'm here at night. I'm glad I'm on the radio. But that's it. You know, we're going to be stuck here at night for the rest of our time, for the rest of my deal here. And then when I leave, then I'll go and do afternoon drive someplace else and then make real history. But until then, I'll just sit here and suck on it. And that's fine. So I said, okay, well, maybe we can get some business done. And I said, sure, David, I'll be there about 4 o'clock. We'll have a meeting. Yeah, yeah, come on. Let's talk about it. 5 minutes before I leave the house this afternoon, there's a call. Oh, you know what, man? I can't make it. I got to go and do whatever it was that he was claiming that he had to do, which was probably nothing at all. And I know this much about David. He doesn't like confrontation, and he probably thought that one was brewing. And he's probably right. So the meeting that he wanted to have with me, all of a sudden that he called me to say he wanted me to come in and talk to me, and all of a sudden about 3, 4, 6 hours, I forget how long later it was, but it was 5 minutes before I was leaving the house to go see him. Oh, all of a sudden he ain't got the time. Maybe he had a phone meeting with Marcia Clark to talk to her about how, you know, they're going to make radio history together. I don't know. Marcia Clark, she's a lawyer, probably a great lawyer. Maybe not such. I don't know. I have no comment on that one way or the other. I know she's an attorney. Some people think pretty good.
Buonasera. Vi ringraziamo per aver scelto di volare con Phil Henry Air. Voleremo ad un'altitudine di 30.000 piedi e cappuccino. Il volo di stasera offrirà Al Pacino e devo inoltre annunciare che Mafia.
Phil Henry Show here at 1-800-449-8686. Later on tonight, we've got Joe Dickhead with his NFL picks. I think Daryl Weber's going to make a visit. And we have a guest this evening who we were hoping to get on last night, but one thing led to another last night. We didn't really get to it. Jay Santos, he's with the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and we wanted to talk about safety this holiday season, safety in and around the shopping malls and, you know, places. People are out. People are shopping late. Citizens Auxiliary Police and Auxiliary Police Unit, as I understand you describe it, Jay, as a group of volunteer policemen, correct?
That is correct, Phil. We are a group of citizens who volunteer our time to help augment the work of the police in a variety of areas, whether it is public safety, whether it is traffic control or security. We do try to augment and help out Metropolitan Municipal Police in those fields.
Okay, with the Citizens Auxiliary Police this year, and I know you guys had the brochure on Y2K. You are also talking about holiday safety around ATM machines?
Well, there are a lot of places, I think, where people need to be mindful of safety this time of year, certainly in the parking lots around shopping malls. A lot of them are not well lit. We think that people should take care that with a great deal of money in their pocket and many times with a lot of Christmas presents perhaps in the back of the car, you do run the risk at times of someone marking you or spotting you and recognizing you as someone who has money. It depends certainly, Phil, on where you're shopping this time of year.
We don't want people to be paranoid, though, right?
No, absolutely not. There's no read for that. There's no reason for that. But there is a reason to be cautious. And one of the places that we do recommend that people take a little bit of extra care is at ATM machines. These are the automatic teller machines where you are withdrawing your money. I can't stress enough how dangerous some of these ATM machines are after dark.
And you know, a lot of them have some of these ATMs, not a lot of them, but I know they've been converting over to enclosed ATMs where you can walk into bank lobbies?
Well, they experimented with these ATM booths, I think, Phil, where you had to...
That's right. You had to put your card in the slot.
Right. You could not gain access unless you had an ATM card on you, and the only way you could gain access was to use your ATM card. But that I don't know if that is safe or not. I'm not completely convinced that that is the safest way to go. Obviously, you do have to come out of that ATM enclosed booth after a while, and anyone who sees you coming out obviously is going to recognize that you had money.
So in keeping with our theme, we don't want anybody to be paranoid, but you are talking about ATM machines as being particularly dangerous after dark. Now, this season, though, as is the case with every holiday season, you got a lot of people using them, right?
You do have a lot of people using them, Phil, but you also want to make sure that even if you have a lot of people using them and that you have some security in numbers, you want to make sure that people are not idling at the machine, they're not spending too much time. Something that I say this not only as a member of law enforcement or the Citizens Auxiliary Police, but I say this just as a regular citizen. I don't think there's anything that irritates me more than somebody who's standing there at an ATM machine going through one transaction after the next while you've got three or four or five or maybe more people waiting in line behind you when you could do the bulk of your banking inside the machine. I think that really, really irritates me. The longer that you wait and the longer you take with various transactions, the more of a target you become because you're lingering at the machine. So what we did this year and what we did last year, Phil,
let me just recap here. The longer you take at an ATM machine, the bigger the target you are if you're alone, correct?
Well, as long as if you're taking a long time, then that means that the person behind you may be by themselves and for a long time. So what we're trying to do is...
So you want to move people along.
We are hoping that people will move along a little bit faster for these ATM machines. And to that effect, what we do each year is we send out teams of two to various ATM machines so that there is backup. We take up a position near the ATM, the automatic teller machine, and generally if it looks like there is a line, we'll start to run a clock back on some of the customers. The standard ATM visit, Phil, should be 45 seconds.
Now, when you say you run a clock, what do you mean?
What we do is we have a stopwatch or run a clock on some of the customers and make sure that they're not taking more than 45 seconds for deposit, 30 seconds for a withdrawal. Naturally, that's going to vary depending upon how many people are on the line. But we do not want people taking a long period of time. We do give advance warning that there is a line. We recommend one transaction. If they decide to go for a second transaction, we will advise that they go to the cancel button. And if they do not go to the cancel button, then obviously we have to start thinking about some alternative measures.
We're talking with Jay Santos. He's with the Citizens Auxiliary Police, which is a volunteer police force of citizens who volunteer their time to do a variety of security procedures. And he's talking about people who are standing in line at ATM machines during the holiday season. Now, you mentioned that the longer somebody spends at an ATM machine, the larger the target you become, correct?
That is correct. I think for people who, if anybody has any ill intent toward anyone who is using an ATM machine, they want to get their money from them, certainly someone who is alone, that's the optimum target. And the longer you take at an ATM machine, the less time that individual behind you has to be with other people. So you've got that as well as the fact that people need to move along and get out of that area as quickly as they possibly can.
Now, you mentioned that the average time for a ATM visit is how many seconds? 45 seconds?
That's 45 seconds for deposit, 30 seconds for a withdrawal. We do give advance warning.
All right, so people know, with the Citizens Auxiliary Police, you guys are going to be at ATM machines throughout Southern California?
Phil, right now we worked about approximately 100 officers. We'll be at 50 ATM locations throughout the South Bay and the west side of Los Angeles. We do wear a blue armband. We are recognizable by a distinctive blue armband. If you see us there near an ATM machine, I think you can rest assured that we are there monitoring. And what we are asking people to do is to move along, to step up their transaction as quickly as possible. We do not advise a second transaction.
So this is the thing I wanted to get to. If somebody is going up to an ATM machine this holiday season and they have more than one transaction, you advise against that?
That is correct. We very strongly advise against that. We advise you work one transaction. If you need to work another transaction, then you can go to the back of the line. or come back some other time. But per visit, one transaction. If you decide on a second transaction, we are advising that you go to the cancel button. And again, if you do not go to the cancel button, then we've got to take some backup measures. And
well, what are the backup measures? Look, if somebody has two transactions, for instance, someone will make a deposit and they'll want to withdraw. Okay?
That's a decision they're going to have to make. Do you want to make a deposit or do you want to withdraw? You know, there's a lot of other bank time.
Well, what are the backup measures that you would go to if somebody decides to make two transactions?
If someone, we advise them to go to the cancel button.
All right. Well, the reason why I'm asking you is because you guys have got you're looking at a $5 million lawsuit, aren't you?
That is Mr. Stallings who you're referring to, and I really can't comment on litigation.
All right. Well, but I know that the Citizens Auxiliary Police is looking down the barrel of a $5 million lawsuit that was filed by Mr. Dean Stallings, okay? His complaint is that you hit the cancel button on him, and when he attempted to reinsert his card, you slapped the card away?
I cannot comment on that, Phil. I can't have any comment on the ongoing litigation.
All right, so let's just say that that didn't happen. Let's just say that we can't talk about that. But if somebody attempts to use a transaction a second time, use the machine a second time, you say you'll take some kind of action.
We will hit the cancel button on them. And if that individual decides that he is insistent, then obviously a Citizens Auxiliary Police, you know, you're on the front line of law enforcement. You are trying to move people along. And somebody is going to go and use the ATM machine a second time when you've already advised them to go to the cancel button. I had three people. I advised them to go to the cancel button. And they decided they did not opt to go to the cancel button. So we got to take some backup measures, no doubt about it.
All right, Citizens Auxiliary Police spokesman Jay Santos with us. This holiday season, they are going to have Citizens Auxiliary Police officers at various ATM machines throughout Southern California, and they are monitoring people's time at the ATM machine. He says 45 seconds for a deposit, 30 seconds for a withdrawal. They are running a clock on you, and if you take longer than that, they are going to advise you to hit the cancel button and go to the back of the line and try to speed it up. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686 as we go into part three of our safety measures during the holiday season here on The Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. And Jay Santos from the Citizens Auxiliary Police is on the line with us about safety this holiday season. ATM machines, they are possible targets of people who are looking to take your money. And if you're spending a long time at an ATM machine, even if you're with a crowd of people there, you're just dragging out the amount of time that somebody else has to spend at that machine, and they're possibly in trouble. Is that essentially the message, Jay?
So I would say that is, and also we want people to be mindful that when you're spending a lot of time at an ATM machine and you're noodling around on the buttons and you're trying to get to your card and you're trying to fill out your deposit slip and you're doing all of these things that tend to irritate the people standing behind you, you are creating a situation by irritating those people. You're creating a situation, I think, that they can escalate. And,
well, what do you mean escalate? If you're not talking about somebody who's going to get robbed, are you?
No, I'm just talking about if I'm standing behind someone who's taking a long time at an ATM machine, and I start to get irritated, that situation can start to escalate, is all I'm saying.
In terms of people needing to get to where they're going?
That's exactly correct. People have a lot to do, and they've got places to go during this holiday season.
Okay, here is Charlotte on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I just have a comment on Mr. Santos. I know they've named themselves the auxiliary police and our Citizens Auxiliary Police. I want to know what legal right they have to judge my time and my financial institution if I choose to bank through ATM machines. Some of us only work in situations which do not allow us to use normal banking hours for our financial transactions. And personally, if someone comes up that is coming close to me during my ATM transactions, I'm going to view them as a threat.
Yeah, if there's a guy standing there.
No, that is a very good question, sir. We identify ourselves with a blue armband. Citizens Auxiliary Police wears a blue armband.
I truly appreciate that.
So you'll know
in the city that I live in, Charlotte, North Carolina, there was a situation called the Blue Light Bandit, who was someone posing as a police officer.
Yes, sir.
We don't take those kind of chances.
Yes, sir. Well, I can tell you that with a few minutes of me standing there, all I'll be holding is a stopwatch. I'm not there to look to take your money.
Right.
I'm not there to do anything other than to just clock you there at the machine and make sure that you're moving along.
Okay, and what gives you the legal right to move me along if that's when I'm doing my financial transactions?
Well, sir, I mean, what are you trying to hide? You know, all we're trying to do is get people to move along so that you don't make the person behind you a target for someone who may be laying in wait for them.
And I truly appreciate the safety that you have
Thank
for
you.
All concerned. However,
Thank you very much.
I'm not sure the legal
thing
right
is
you have for judging
how many, can I ask you a question?
To make all my financial transactions.
Well, I'll ask you a question. How many transactions do you make on any average ATM visit?
Considering that I work as a bar and restaurant owner, a lot of my ATM transactions happen very late at night, and they happen in situations where I have to do 4 and 5 transactions at a time because I own 4 different restaurants and bars.
So, in other words, you are depositing large amounts of cash?
Absolutely.
Well, you can't deposit cash in an ATM machine.
I deposit checks through ATM, sir.
Well, now I don't think you're telling me the truth.
How can I not tell you the truth?
See,
I deposit checks through ATM.
I just tripped you up. I tripped you up. See, first
you did
of all,
what, sir?
I said I tripped you up. First of all, there's nothing that your job that necessitates your job that you can't do banking during normal business hours. That's number one. Number two, you say you're carrying cash late at night to an ATM machine.
I carry cash and check. And
yeah.
In Charlotte, North Carolina, sir, you can deposit cash in ATM through deposit bags.
You just said to me that you can't.
No, sir. You said I couldn't.
Yeah, you said
I deposit
right,
checks.
I deposit checks
through ATM
see,
and cash
I'm,
and cash
this
deposit bags.
This is what I do with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. See, we ask questions. See,
you haven't answered my question,
yeah,
though, sir.
See how I tripped you up, though?
No, sir, I don't.
That's my investigative ability in terms of asking you questions, and I kind of tripped you up a little bit.
Well, how'd you trip him up?
Well, he said that he's got a job where he can't do banking in regular business hours. You got caught, my friend.
How did I get caught?
You got caught. Why can't you do banking during normal business hours? No reason.
Because I don't have safes inside the restaurant, sir, and we don't leave large amounts of cash in there after we close.
Well, you can go during the day. You can hold on to it the next morning.
Where am I going to keep it, sir?
Well, I'll tell you what you can do is you can leave the restaurant early in the afternoon and go do it. Put it in your pocket.
Sir, we don't close till 2 a.m.
Why not put it in your pocket?
How much money?
We'd rather keep it in our financial institution.
How much money are you carrying on you?
It really depends on during the weekend, maybe 10 grand.
Keep it in the glove box of your car.
Maybe 2 or 3.
You can keep it in the glove box of your cars. Another thing you can do is go and get a fanny pack.
Do you feel that the glove box of my car is a safer place than inside my financial institution?
It's a lot safer than you.
I pay exorbitant amounts of rent to keep things there.
You can put it in a fanny pack. I'll tell you, it's a lot safer than you standing around at an ATM machine at 2 o'clock in the morning. That's a definite suggestion.
It's a great suggestion. However,
right.
You still haven't answered my question as to what is your legal right to monitor my time?
I got a stopwatch. What? You tell me I can't punch a stopwatch now?
You can punch a stopwatch, but what is your legal right to interfere with my ability to do banking?
Are you telling me you want to get mugged? Is that it?
So no, sir. I'm telling you I want to bank.
You're a guy that's walking around 2 o'clock in the morning with all this cash.
Uh-huh.
Near an ATM machine, and you're
right.
Asking me that why am I protecting you?
No, sir.
Let me ask you a question.
What I'm asking
What's
you is why are you
right
interfering with my
me?
Legal right to do my banking transactions
well,
when I want?
What's your
That's
legal
the
right
only question I have for you.
What's your legal right to stop me?
For you interfering with my ability to do financial institutions?
I'm just here to protect people, sir. I'm here to save lives. You know, I'm here to protect
and I
people
feel like
appreciate
you're, giving
you're
me trying to be safe with people.
You're giving me
but
heat
you still haven't answered my question. What is your legal right with interfering with
I'm
my right to do business.
I'm trying to protect a guy who goes to a bank at 2 o'clock in the morning with a lot of cash, and you're giving me heat?
What is your legal right? That's all.
You sound pretty ungrateful to me.
I sound ungrateful.
What are you talking about, okay?
All right, well, you guys aren't getting anywhere. So
no,
at 2
sir.
O'clock in the morning, you're standing around an ATM machine with all that cash?
I don't stand around.
You know what I'm saying.
And I leave.
You know what I'm saying. Two o'clock in the morning, somebody could knock
what
you over the head with
it. We don't have safes inside the restaurant. Where else should I keep my money except my banks?
Is there any way that you can leave it in? You don't have a safe. Why not buy a safe?
Why not buy a safe? Because,
yeah.
I mean, 4 safes have already been proven to be on.
There's another good question, Phil. I can't answer that one either. Why not buy a safe, pal?
You're missing my point.
Ah.
They've proven to be
Why
unsafe
not buy
in the
safe?
City.
I see, but standing at an ATM machine has proven to be very safe.
In the last 10 years, it's been very safe for me.
All right. Thanks for calling. Both of you guys were kind of getting on each other's nerves there, and I don't think you could get any questions answered. It's the Phil Henry Show. Jay Santos is with us, although you did make a good point. What's he doing at an ATM machine at 2 o'clock in the morning? But what is your legal right to stop him from making more than one transaction? Jay Santos with us from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Phil Henry Show will continue here. 1-800-449-8686.
皆様、本日はジル・ヘンドリーエアをご利用いただき誠にありがとうございます。この飛行機は地上3万フィートを飛行してまいります。また通信。
Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police, frequent guest in our show. They are an auxiliary police force, a volunteer police force. What are we talking about here, Jay? You're standing at ATM machines with stopwatches. You're clocking people. And I know that you don't want them to take too long a time.
Phil, no, let me interrupt you for a minute, because you got to come out on some of our clock our clock stops and see what's going on out there. I mean, we go to any number of ATM machines, or probably visit 20, 30 ATM machines in an afternoon, and all you have to do is stand there and run a clock. As I do, I stand directly to one side of the ATM machine, and I'm watching someone making a transaction. I'm running a clock on them. And you can see the look of tension and anger in the faces of the people standing behind him. Some guy's squinting at the machine, squinting at the screen, can't remember his PIN number, fumbling with a card, drops it on the ground, can't get the envelope out to make his deposit. You know, he's fumbling and screwing around. And I'll tell you something right now, you know, you get a situation that escalates, and I can't let that happen. And so, and I've been in that situation.
Sure, I've been in that situation where a guy's taking a long time. But I what I'm asking you, what I think a lot of people are wondering, is do you legally have the right to push the cancel button when someone goes to make a second transaction? Yes or no?
Yes.
You do?
Absolutely.
All right. That's all I'm asking.
Oh, absolutely, Phil, yes. If they go to a second transaction, I advise them to go to the cancel button. They insist on going to the second transaction. We will take effective efforts to try and move the transaction along.
All right. Here is San Diego on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, ma'am.
Listen,
you guys, this has to be a total joke. I cannot believe some wannabe cop can come around and tell me how long I can and cannot stay on the ATM machine.
We're talking about safety. We're talking about safety at a very dangerous point, especially during the holiday season when people are carrying large amounts of cash or are withdrawing large amounts of cash. And as a woman, I would hope you'd appreciate this probably more so than other people. You are alone at an ATM machine. It may be dusk. It may be dark.
Actually, I'm not alone. I'm there with you, apparently. So instead of spending your time pushing the cancel button...
Instead of spending your time pushing
the cancel button, why don't you go ahead and help protect people that are actually making two transactions? Why not invest your time someplace better?
What do you want me to do? You want to stand there? Yeah, I'm not going to stand there and watch the situation escalate. If you're standing there, and I don't know your name, but if you're standing at an ATM machine and you're squinting at the screen, you're fumbling with your card, you're taking a long time, the guy behind you is now starting this escalating. You're starting to escalate him. You know
okay,
what I mean
then,
by that?
Then do something
How you're
productive.
Escalating him?
Okay,
you're digging in your purse, you're looking
then?
For your card, you don't know. I'm sorry? You know what
do
I'm saying, right?
Do something productive,
yeah,
then.
Yeah, I'm doing something productive. I'm moving
get
you along.
Phone,
I'm getting you
get
off that machine.
Get on the phone and dial 911.
I'm getting
get
you off
the phone
the
and
machine.
Dial 911.
It's not an emergency. And I can pretty much dial 911. That's ridiculous. What I'm doing is a lot quicker and more direct. I'm getting you off that machine. And
okay, you're talking about this lady. She's fumbling for a card or whatever. She finally gets a card. She gets a transaction.
You get your transaction, and you get out of there.
You want to see something escalate is when you hit cancel when I'm sitting there trying to make a second transaction. That's when there's going
to
be some escalation taking place. That makes totally no sense. You are taking away my right to use my financial institution's machine to take money.
Why are you making a second transaction? What, do you need money? What are you doing? I mean, why?
I'm making a deposit, and I'm taking a withdrawal. That's it.
I think you're going to have to make a choice. Get some money out during a regular business hours in the bank.
Technically, I don't have to make a choice because you cannot determine if I sit there and make two transactions or one. I mean, that's like you going to the grocery store. That's like you going to the grocery store and saying to everybody, okay, you can only buy 50 items. That's it. Once you go over 51, I'm putting everything back on the shelf.
Who are you to make that determination? When's the last time you've been in a grocery store? They have lines that are specifically for 12 items or less.
Okay,
so I don't know what it is you're talking about.
And when my ATM posts something that says you can only make one transaction, at that time, sure, you stand there and enforce it all day long. But until they post that I can only make one transaction, you have absolutely no right to tell me how many transactions I can or cannot make.
No, I'm not telling you can't make a second transaction. I'm running a clock on you. I'm running a clock on you. I'm just running a clock on you. 45 seconds for a deposit, 30 seconds for withdrawal. If you are over those parameters, yes, I will go to the cancel button.
You'll reach over and cancel her transaction.
Yes, I will.
You have absolutely no legal right to do that.
Yes, I'm afraid I do.
Oh, you do? Okay, who gave you that legal right?
Thing, we got a little thing called the Constitution of the United States, and in it gives me the power of citizens' arrest.
You are banking this on citizens' arrest?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, you know what I'm going to do, Jim? I'm going to call my financial institution and tell them that you're doing this.
You go to that second transaction, now you and I have got some problems.
You know what? I'm going to call my financial institution tomorrow and let them know that there is a man who is standing there with a stopwatch telling me how many I can and cannot do. Do you think you're going to be able to continue that at that point?
So in other words, now you're a tattletale. Is that it? Is that what you're being?
So, Henry, please tell me that you agree with me.
What do you mean a tattletale? Wait a second. I want to ask you a question, Jay. What do you mean a tattletale, number one? And
so, in other words, we're out there, Citizens Auxiliary Police. We are volunteer police officers, and this woman cannot appreciate the fact that we are volunteering our time. She's going to call her financial institution. Is that what I'm hearing? I'm not getting paid for this.
Sweetheart, this is what you should be hearing. You should be hearing, oh, wait, instead of sitting there with a stopwatch, I should be sitting here protecting you.
I want to know specifically, Jay, this woman goes to a second transaction, you hit the cancel button.
That is correct.
Then what if she decides she's going to reinsert her card?
Then we've got to go to, then we got a problem.
What do you do?
Well, Phil,
what do you do if the woman puts the car? Because I know what this lawsuit says. This guy, Dean Stallings, lives in Compton. He was moved forcibly away from the machine, and you zip-strapped his wrists. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Oh, my God.
So, in other words, you would take this woman away from the machine, zip-strapped, and for those of you who don't know what a zip-strap is, it is a plastic handcuff.
Phil, let me tell you something. I can't comment. Well, the lady's laughing now. I don't think she'd be laughing if we got her zip-strapped.
I'm going to tell you this. I live in San Diego. I would love to know, though, which ATMs you guys are at, because I'd love to come out there tonight and do as many transactions as possible.
Is that right? What are you going to... So, in other words, you want to escalate a confrontation. Is that what you want to do?
Honey, you bet. You have no authority to do what you're doing.
Absolutely
not. You want
to provoke a confrontation with Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Oh, you bet I will.
Okay, you're biting off a little more. You can chew, little sister.
Can I tell you something?
A little more. You can chew, little sister.
No, hold on. My husband is a police officer.
I doubt it. You would have mentioned it.
Oh.
You would have mentioned it, but you didn't.
My husband is a police officer.
No, I doubt it.
If I go there with my husband and he's wearing his uniform,
he's going to back me up. He's going to back me up.
In other words, he'll zip-strap his own wife.
He's sitting right here in the car. I can tell you he will not back you up.
All right, ma'am. Thanks for your call. Here is Palm Springs on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi. How you doing?
Good.
You know, if this guy's next to me with a stopwatch, my service that I pay through my bank is ATM only. I pay for that ATM only. I get charged if I go inside. This sucker punches a cancel button, I'll be clocking him.
I'm there to protect you.
If I'm ready to do my transactions and I go up to that ATM, you don't have a right to do anything. That's my service I'm paying for.
Can I ask a question before getting further? Is this a woman or a man that I'm talking to?
You can't tell?
This is a woman, sir.
You seem to know all.
No. It's just a woman, right? And you're gonna hit me?
You're damn right.
I don't think so.
I have a right to pay for the service, and you're canceling it. There's no right to have
that. You got a transaction. If you want another transaction.
What are you? You're saying if she wants a second transaction, she goes to the back of the line.
That's correct.
Well, it's not going to happen.
We can play it the easy way.
There's no crime I'm committing for you to arrest me.
No, you're not committing a crime. What I'm trying to do is we're trying to maximize potential of saving lives this holiday season.
But you're telling the other lady that you're going to arrest her if she does a second transaction.
I didn't say arrest. I said detain through a Ziploc procedure. Until such time
as
the
ATM. But you have to have a crime to be able to do that.
No, I don't have a crime. I say a crime, but I said I'm going to detain through a Ziploc procedure until the line is clear. Then we will send her back to do transaction number two. Certainly clocking, but at that time, if the area is clear.
With what you're doing, I can understand why there's a lawsuit against you.
We have to wait and see if the area is clear. I'm not saying you can't do a second transaction. We're waiting to clear the area.
But see,
what do you mean clear
right.
the area?
If I'm paying for that service, that's my right to use the ATM when I feel like
I'm not allow
and do
you
what
to,
I need to do.
So why should I allow you to endanger the other customers?
I'm not in danger. If I'm prepared to go do what I need to do at that ATM, and I'm not fumbling for my card, and I'm not grabbing an envelope, all that's done by the time I get there, you don't have a right to stop me.
Let me ask you this, ma'am. You're in line. You're doing your business. The guy behind you, I can see the look on his face. It's going from placid resignation to tension. Now he's starting to really get pissed.
You know what? The only attention I'm going to be feeling is from you standing over me looking at my numbers as far as my access code. How the hell do I know that you're who you say
all
you
right,
are?
What are you doing? You're doing a withdrawal or you're doing a deposit? What are you doing?
I can do both as
all
far
right.
as I'm concerned.
Okay, you've got 75 seconds. Thank you very
not
much.
Not even.
I've got
as long as I want to take.
No, you got 75 seconds. Thank you very much.
I've got as long as I want to take. It's my
seconds.
Right. It's the service that I pay for.
75 seconds. 75 seconds of the Ziploc.
75.
Not even.
75 seconds of your Ziplocker.
That's, read it and weep.
Not even.
Hey.
Try it
hey,
out here,
hey,
and I,
hey,
and
hey,
I can
hey,
guarantee
hey,
you're going to get clocked.
Hey. You'll get your hand slapped.
Not
well, that's
even.
One other thing in this lawsuit. Mr. Stalling says that when he went to put his card back in the machine, you slapped his card away.
Bill, I told you I can't comment on the lawsuit.
Okay, but I'm reading from his complaint that you slapped the card away to the ground.
You mess with the best, you die with the rest. What do you want me to tell you?
You sound like the lady was right. You're a wannabe cop, and that's all there is to it. You got that...
Mess with the
mentality.
Best. Mess with the best. You die like the rest.
You know, you're not the best, though, or you wouldn't be doing something as stupid as this.
I'm trying to move people along. That's all I'm trying to do. I'm trying to
but
save
it's not
lives.
But it's not your I'm right to do that.
In saving lives.
It's not your right to do that.
All right. I will find out how this lawsuit proceeds, and I have a distinct impression.
Screw the bull. You got the horn. Screw the bull. You got the horn.
Okay. Thank you for your call. Say that again,
man. Son.
What'd you say, ma'am?
He's got too much testosterone for one man. That's all I'm hearing out of him is testosterone.
I'll ziplock it.
Ziplock? I thought it was zip strap.
Right.
He obviously doesn't know his equipment.
No, zip strap. I said ziplock. I was thinking about that bag. Ain't that the ziplock bag?
What are you going to do? You going to put her in a bag and ziplock her? Okay, anyway, thank you, ma'am, for your call.
Thank you, Phil.
That was a pretty good joke, Phil.
Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Jay Sandus of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. I'll ziplock you. Anyway, he's out there at ATM machines with other members of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and if you take too much time at that ATM machine, they'll hit the cancel button on you. One of the reasons, he says, is not only is it dangerous to be at an ATM machine late at night, but while you are standing there fumbling for your card, squinting at the machine, and trying to remember your PIN number, people standing in line behind you are getting irritated and you're escalating the situation. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Show at 1-800-449-8686. Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police, is with us.
So one of the things I really want to stress is ATM machines are safe. Most of them, I think, are in well-lit areas, but it is a place where criminals could possibly strike. And all we're doing is standing there and clocking people. And we do wear the distinctive blue armband, and if you see the blue armband, Citizens Auxiliary Police, I don't think there's anything to worry about. We will zip strap you, but that's just to move you away from the machine, get you to calm down. You're pissing people off. And
what is with this pissing people off stuff?
Fumbling around for their card.
Well, some people just take a long time while they're at an ATM machine.
That's part of escalating the situation. I can't allow you to do that. You're standing there fumbling for a card. You're looking around for your glasses. You can't see the screen. You're fumbling for your PIN. You're pissing people off. You're pissing me off. Just move you away from the machine. Let you catch your breath. You can go on back.
So a guy that takes too long at a machine is not only pissing the people off behind him, he's pissing you off.
He's pissing off the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Stop being stupid and move on is all we're trying to say.
I think it's a little... I think your public relations could use a little polishing, if you know what I'm saying. Here is Atlanta on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey.
Yes.
Hey, yes. I'd like to make a comment that if I'm standing at an ATM at night and being a woman... if he was to approach me, and I'm carrying my permit, I have a permit to carry my 9mm gun in my purse.
You have the permit with you?
Yes.
Do you also have a gun, or do you just carry the permit?
Do what?
You're just carrying the permit around without the gun. That doesn't do you any good.
No. I carry my permit with the gun.
And the gun. All right.
And
okay.
You approach me with your finger fixing to point out at me, and I feel threatened. You're liable to get
What are you talking about? All I'm saying is I'm clocking you, and I'm going to the cancel button. What, are you going to shoot me?
Well, if you don't have a hand left on your body to clock me with, it's not going to matter if you're clocking or not.
I don't think you're going to be laying out. Hey, little sister, I don't think so, okay?
Yeah,
you pull a gun out.
Approach us at night, and we feel threatened.
How come you carry a concealed weapon? What happened?
Because I have a permit to carry that concealed weapon.
Yeah, but why'd you feel necessary to go and get it?
Why? Because at night I can use it.
You think you'd be the first person to shoot at me? I'm pretty fast, darling.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty good at my aim, also.
Well, I'm pretty fast. I do know karate.
Oh, well, I don't think you're going to get close enough to use karate, because that's the purpose of the gun.
What if she pulls the gun out and she's aiming at your hand? I guess, are you saying you'd blow his hand off as he went for the cancel button?
I wouldn't aim at his hand, because if I'm going to shoot someone, they're going to be laying on the ground.
So would you kill him for going for the cancel button?
If I think he is coming to attack me, yes, I would.
Ma'am, I happen to know martial arts. I could maneuver.
I happen to know that you can't beat a speeding bullet. Who?
That's right, but I can step around. I can step to the side.
That I'm going to have about
so in other words, you are
going to
shoot.
And I'm a pretty good shot. I'm sure I have a couple of those. I can hit you.
I wear a flak jacket.
Well.
Yeah. Okay. Now what? I got you on that
one. Does it protect your forehead?
Oh,
does
yeah.
it hit you in the bullseye?
In the what?
No, it doesn't.
You're going to shoot my balls? Did you say?
No, I'm going to shoot you between the eyes.
Bring it, baby.
Well, okay.
Bring it.
Tell me which one you're at, and I'll be there today.
I'm going to go down to that one the one down there in Ainslie Park.
No, I don't know it, but I'm sure some of the people out there can find it, come out there and give you some grief.
You know that gay part of Atlanta?
What?
You know the gay part of Atlanta, Ainslie Park down there, Midtown?
No, that's not my hangout.
Where you hang?
Not there.
Where are you at, Buckhead?
Nope.
Were you down 5 points?
Nope.
Little 5 points?
Surprise.
Decatur? Little 5 points?
Nope.
Well, where you live?
That's none of your business unless you want me to pull the gun out and get you.
Chicken. No guts.
Come towards me and you'll see.
Bring it, honey.
Jeez, what are you guys doing? You trying to escalate it?
See, she's the kind of person that pisses me off.
Look, he's the kind of person that pisses me off.
You're pissing me off.
He's so bad.
I can smell the fear on you.
If he's so bad, why don't he go out and actually be a real policeman instead of a wannabe?
I can smell the fear all over you.
He can't even run that fast and couldn't even pass the police test, and that's why he has to be a wannabe.
Just like a Southerner, all talk, no balls. All talk, no balls.
You're talking to a woman, okay? You're talking to a lady.
Grow a
pair
of nuts.
You can tell he has no raisin.
No raisins?
Yep, no raisins. Yep, your mama didn't teach you how you're supposed to treat an actual lady.
What's that got to do with raisins?
Well, it means that you don't have any manners.
Look, baby, let's be friends. Let's be friends.
Yep.
Come on.
Yeah. What?
Come on, let's be friends.
No, thank you. I don't speak with men with dirty mouths.
I ain't got a dirty mouth.
Yeah, you do.
All right, well, you know what to expect. If you see me coming, you better run.
Well, when you see me whip out my 9mm, you better hope you got full body armor.
And what if I whip out mine?
Well, apparently you probably don't carry one. Otherwise, you would be not out there zip-strapping people.
I got a 10.
Yeah.
It's a big 10-inch.
Here, would you like to speak with my husband?
No, thanks.
Okay,
anyway.
I'd like to move on now. Yeah, I really
like that.
I'd really rather not talk to him right now.
Okay, then you better not, because he's liable to be down there and whip your butt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Steve, he says you can't do it.
Gotcha.
You don't want her to come down there and break out on you, buddy.
Are you going
to
break bad on me?
Oh, hush. Hush and go home and watch your cops and robbers.
I'm going to go home and catch Real Stories of the Highway Patrol. Want to come over?
No.
Okay.
You want to talk to him?
Is this the husband?
No.
I don't want to talk to him.
He says he don't want to talk to you.
I'm having fun with you.
He's having fun with me.
Is he pissed?
What?
Is he pissed off?
No, he's not. He's laughing at you because he thinks you're a moron.
What's your name, baby?
Not telling you.
Come on, just give me an initial.
Nope.
Just a little, does it start with a G?
No. Go out,
and get a real job. Go on, go on.
Let me ask you. Let me put your husband on the phone. I want to ask him a question.
Do what?
Put your husband on the phone. I want to ask him a question.
What do you want to ask him?
Well, that's none of your business. I want to ask him.
He wants to ask you something. You want to talk to him? Hang on.
Yeah.
How you doing, buddy?
Very good.
Hey, listen, your wife there. She got a nice pair?
Huh?
Your wife got a nice pair?
Okay,
I'll give you a nice pair. Two black eyes. How does that sound?
I don't like that. That would hurt.
Yeah, I know it would.
Would it hurt bad?
Huh?
Would it hurt bad?
Oh, I'm too sure it would hurt too very bad.
Hello, you're breaking up, Atlanta. You're breaking up. You hurt me, I'd zip strap you.